This is the Aviat Merli of the 21st of September 2025. Original date, the 2nd of February 2007. A soul who is full of godly attainments is the holiest, the highest, and the richest. Today, the world transformer, Babdada, has come to meet his companion children. He is seeing three special attainments on the forehead of each child: holiest, highest, and richest. The foundation of this knowledge is to be holy, that is, to be pure. So each child is the holiest. Purity is not just celibacy, but purity in thoughts, words, deeds, relationships, and connections. Just see, you godly Brahmin souls are the holiest in all three aspects of time, in the beginning, in the middle, and at the end. First of all, when souls reside in the supreme abode, Paramdham, you are the holiest there. Then, when you come down in the beginning, you are the holiest souls in the deity form. The speciality of a holiest soul, that is, of a pure soul, is that of remaining completely pure while living with a family. Others too become pure, but the speciality of your purity is that impurity doesn't touch your mind or intellect, even in your dreams. In the Golden Age, you souls are pure and your bodies are also pure. The purity of both the soul and the body of deity souls is elevated. Just as you become the holiest, in the same way, you also become the highest. You are the highest of all Brahmin souls, and you have become the children of the highest on high Father. In the beginning, in the supreme abode, you are the highest. That is, you reside with the Father. In the middle, too, you become worthy of worship souls. Such beautiful temples are built to you, and you are worshipped with such discipline in the right way. You deities are worshipped in the temples in the right way. Similarly, temples are built to others too, but only your deity forms are worshipped in the right way. So you are the holiest and also the highest. As well as that, you are also the richest. In the world, it is said, richest in the world. But you elevated souls are the richest in the cycle. You are the richest throughout the cycle. Do you remember your treasures? Of how many treasures are you the masters? The imperishable treasures that you attain in this one birth last for many births. No one else's treasures last for many births. However, your treasures are spiritual. The treasure of powers, the treasure of knowledge, the treasure of virtues, the treasure of elevated thoughts, and the treasure of the present time. All of these treasures last for birth after birth. The treasures that you attain in one birth go with you because you attain them from God, the Father, the bestower of all treasures. So do you have the intoxication that your treasures are imperishable? You have become easy yogis in order to attain these spiritual treasures. You accumulate the treasures with the power of remembrance. Also, at this time, you are carefree emperors who are full of all treasures. Do you have any worries? Do you? These treasures cannot be stolen by a thief. No king can swallow them up, that is, take them, and water cannot drown them, and this is why you are carefree emperors. So these treasures constantly stay in your awareness, do they not? So why is remembrance easy? The basis of you having greater remembrance is your relationship and attainment. The more loving the relationship, the more natural your remembrance is, because there is love in the relationship. Where there is love, it is not difficult to remember the one you love. In fact, it is difficult to forget that one. So the Father has created the basis for all relationships. Do all of you experience yourselves to be easy yogis? Or are you yogis who find it difficult? Is it easy? Or is it sometimes easy and sometimes difficult? When you remember the Father with a relationship and with love, remembrance is not difficult. Also, remember the attainments. The bestower of all attainments has given you all attainments. So do you experience yourself to be full of all the treasures? Bapdada has also told you the easy way to accumulate the treasures. The way to attain all the imperishable treasures is a dot. Just as perishable treasures increase by adding a zero, similarly, the way to accumulate these imperishable treasures is also a dot. There are the three dots. A soul is a dot, the Father is a dot, and whatever happens in the drama is a full stop, that is, a dot. So do you know how to put a dot? What is the easiest punctuation mark to apply? It is to put a dot. So each soul is a dot, the Father is a dot, and by having this awareness, your treasures automatically accumulate. By remembering the dot in a second, you receive so much happiness. All of these treasures are the right of your Brahmin life, because to be a child means to have a right, and you especially have a right to the three relationships. You made God your father, your teacher, and also your Satguru. By having these three relationships, you attain sustenance, this study, which is your source of income, and blessings from the Satguru. You receive the blessings so easily. It is the birthright of you children to receive blessings from the Father. Bapdada is checking every child's account of accumulation. All of you also need to check your account of accumulation at every moment. The way to check whether you have accumulated something or not is, whatever actions you performed, you yourself are content, and whoever you performed these actions with is also content. If there is contentment in both, then you can understand that you have accumulated something in your account. If there isn't contentment in yourself, or in the one with whom you performed that action, you haven't accumulated anything. Bapdada also continues to warn all of you children about the time. This present time of the confluence age is the most elevated of all in the whole cycle. because it is this confluence age that is the time to sow the seeds of elevated actions. It is the time to attain the practical, instant fruit. Every second of the confluence is the most elevated of all. Can all of you become stable in the bodiless stage in a second? Bapdada has told you an easy method. Use the method for constant remembrance. All of you say two words throughout the day, and you say those words many times. Those two words are I and mine. When you say the word I, the Father has given you the introduction, I am a soul. So whenever you say the word I, then remember, I am a soul. Do not think of I alone. As well as this, think I am a soul, because you know that you are an elevated soul, that you are a soul who has godly sustenance. Then, when you say the word mine, who is mine? My Baba, that is God the Father. So whenever you say the words I and mine, then make this addition, I the soul and my Baba. The more you bring about the consciousness of mine with the Father, the easier your remembrance will become, because you never forget anything that is yours. Throughout the day, you only remember the things that are yours. By using this method, you can easily become constant yogis. Bapdada has made every child sit on the seat of self-respect. If you bring the list of self-respect into your awareness, it is such a long list. When you are stable in your self-respect, there cannot be body consciousness. There will either be body consciousness or self-respect. The meaning of self-respect comes from that place of elevated awareness, that is the soul. So, are all of you stable in your self-respect? The more you are stable in your self-respect, the more natural it will be to give respect to others. It is so easy to remain stable in your self-respect. Do all of you remain happy? Those who remain happy themselves also make others happy. Bapdada always says, never lose your happiness throughout the day. Why? Happiness is such that in just that happiness there is health, there is wealth, and you are also happy. If there isn't happiness, life is without sweetness. It is of happiness that it is said, there is no treasure like happiness. No matter how many treasures you have, if you don't have happiness, you cannot attain anything from the treasures. It is of happiness that it is said, there is no nourishment like happiness. So wealth is happiness, Kushi, health is happiness, and your name is happy, and so you are happy anyway. So there are all these three things in happiness. The Father has given you the treasure of imperishable happiness. Do not lose the Father's treasures. So do you remain constantly happy? Bapdada has given you the homework to remain happy and to distribute happiness. Because happiness is such that the more you distribute it, the more it will increase. Have you experienced this? You have experienced this, have you not? If you distribute happiness, when distributing it, it increases in you. When you please someone, you yourself become happy. So have all of you done your homework? Have you? Those who have done it, raise your hands. Those who have done it, remaining happy, not giving reasons and excuses, but by being an embodiment of solutions, raise your hands. Now you will not say that this happened, will you? Some children have written to Babdada with their result, saying to what percentage they remained okay. If you keep the aim, you will automatically develop the qualifications for the aim. Acha. To double foreigners. Double foreigners, you don't forget your original foreign place, do you? Which place are you originally from? You remember that, do you not? This is why everyone calls you double foreigners. You are not just foreigners, but double foreigners. So you probably never forget your sweet home. So where do you live? You are seated on Babdada's heart throne, are you not? Babdada says, when any small or big problem comes, it is not a problem, but a paper to make you progress. So Babdada's heart throne is your right. Be seated on the heart throne, and the problem will become a toy. You will then not be afraid of the problem, but will play with it because it is a toy. All of you are those who have a flying stage, are you not? Do you have the flying stage? Or are you those who walk? Are you those who fly or those who walk? Those who fly, raise your hands. The ones who fly. You are only half raising your hands. Are you those who fly? Acha. Do you sometimes stop flying? Let it not be I am moving along. Some say to Babdada, Baba, we are moving along very well. So Babdada asks, are you walking or flying? Now is not the time to walk. It is now the time to fly. All of you have wings of zeal and enthusiasm and courage. So you have to fly with your wings. So check every day. Am I flying in the flying stage? It is good. Babdada has seen in the result that the number of centres is increasing abroad, and they have to increase. Just as you are double foreigners, now do double service, with your mind and also with words. Use the power of your mind to create a spiritual attitude for all souls. Create an atmosphere. Do you not feel mercy seeing the sorrow increasing? People are crying out in front of your non-living images, have mercy on us, have mercy on us. Now become merciful and compassionate. Have mercy for yourself and also for souls. It is good that you come every season in every turn. Everyone has this happiness. So continue to fly and make others fly. It is good. Babdada has seen in the result that you are now going fast in transforming yourselves. So the speed of self-transformation will increase the speed of world transformation. Acha. Those who have come for the first time, stand up. Congratulations to all of you for your Brahmin birth. Acha. You will receive Toli anyway, but Babdada is feeding you the Dilkush Happy Heart Toli. Always remember this Dilkush Toli for coming to Madhuban the first time. That Toli will finish as soon as you put it in your mouth. but this imperishable Dilkush Toli will always remain with you. Welcome. Bap Dada and the whole family in this land and abroad are happy to see you, our brothers and sisters. Everyone is watching. Those in America are watching. Those in Africa, those in Russia, and those in London are also watching all of you. All the five continents are watching you. So, while sitting there, everyone is congratulating you on your birthday. Acha. Do you remember Bap Dada's spiritual drill? Then Bap Dada conducted drill. Now Bap Dada wants every child, whether old or new, little or senior. In fact, the little ones can quickly become like the father. So now, your minds have to become stable and concentrated whenever you want in a second. Constantly continue to perform this drill of concentration. Now become a master of your mind in a second and become stable in the awareness of I and my Baba are my world and there is none other. Acha. To all the intense effort-making children everywhere, to the children who are embodiments of the experience of the flying stage with the wings of zeal and enthusiasm, to the children who remain constantly seated on their seats of self-respect, to the constantly merciful and compassionate children who give souls of the world a drop of happiness and peace with the power of their minds, to the children who are constantly merged in the Father's love and seated on his heart throne, Bap Dada's love, remembrance and namaste. Are all of you very, very, very happy? Are you happy? Are you very happy? How happy are you? So remain constantly like that. Whatever happens, let it happen. Now you just have to remain happy. You have to fly. No one can bring you down. Make it firm. Is this a firm promise? How firm is it? Simply remain happy and give happiness to everyone. Even if you don't like something, don't lose your happiness. Just manage the situation as best you can, but do not let your happiness go. The situation will finish anyway, but your happiness has to go with you, does it not? However, whatever has to go with you, you let go of that. And whatever has to leave you anyway, and which you have to leave, you keep that with you. Do not do this. At Amrit Vela, every day, first of all, feed yourself the nourishment of happiness. Acha. Blessing. May you become a powerful form of a conqueror of attachment with your sweet, silent stage of being merged in love. You have a body, relations and sanskars of that body, and there are people and possessions, the atmosphere and vibrations, but you must not let any of them attract you. People may be crying out, but you just have to remain unshakable. No matter how much matter and Maya come to play their final game and pull you to themselves, just remain absorbed in the stage of love, of being detached and loving to the Father. This is known as seeing but not seeing, hearing but not hearing. This is the sweet silent stage of being merged in love. When you create such a stage, you will then be called a soul who is blessed with having a powerful form of the conqueror of attachment. Slogan: be a holy swan and put aside the pebbles and stones of defects and continue to pick up pearls of goodness. Aviat signal: now ignite the fire of love and make your yoga volcanic. In order to become the volcanic form, always remember that you now have to return home. To go back means to remain beyond. Since you have to go back to your incorporeal form, you have to make your costume according to that. So you have to return and take others back. By having this awareness, you will automatically go beyond all relationships and all the attractions of matter. That is, you will become a detached observer. By being a detached observer, you will easily become a companion of the Father and equal to the Father. Notice: today is the third Sunday World Meditation Hour, when all Rajyogi Tapaswi brothers and sisters collectively sit for yoga from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. At the time of yoga, be stable in your subtle angelic form and listen to the call of the devotees and uplift them. Be master merciful and compassionate, and cast a vision of mercy on everyone, and give them the blessing of liberation and liberation in life. Om Shanti.